Is orange the new black? Over the last decade, we have seen a marked increase in the number of women entering the prison system. This increase is at a rate greater than that of the male prison population. In the first of a two-part series, Daniel Sleeman looks at the complex challenges facing women in prison and why they are being incarcerated.
Over the last decade, the number of women entering prisons in Australia has risen significantly, with a third of all inmates being Aboriginal or Torres Strait Islander. Questions need to be asked about why so many women are being caught up in the criminal justice system and what alternatives need to be considered to break the cycle of criminalisation. Caroline McKay is Lecturer of Law at the University of Sydney and Deputy Director of the Sydney Institute of Criminology.
There has been a massive increase in the number of women imprisoned worldwide, and that's also reflected in Australia.
So this may sound like a very simple question, perhaps a naive one as well, but what do you think prisons are for?
It's not a naive question. That's a really good question, actually. I could say that prisons should only be for violent offenders, people who have committed some violence and who are therefore are a risk to society. So I could sort of argue that prisons should be places where people are put if they are at risk of harming people in society. However, I think if we actually look at the prison populations that we have in Australia and around the world for that matter, we are increasingly incarcerating people for non-violent crimes, for crimes of, for example, substance abuse, property offences, those sorts of crimes, which actually, I mean, I'm not condoning those types of crimes, but they're not violent crimes. And in that situation, we could perhaps sort of say, well, perhaps prisons are there just to be punitive, just to punish people. New South Wales is currently seeing a major expansion of the prison estate. The New South Wales government is pumping about $3.8 billion into expanding existing facilities, building rapid build prisons, and actually New South Wales will have Australia's largest prison up in Grafton as well. So we're actually investing, if you can call it investing in a lot of prison infrastructure at the moment. And many people would argue that this is actually a bit of an investment in failure because prisons have not proven to be very successful in stopping crime.
The increase in the female prison population also has to do with the lack of transition programs available to women leaving prison. Dr. Silke Meyer is a lecturer in domestic and family violence practice at the University of Central Queensland.
We need to look at why women are being incarcerated for, and we know that women are much more likely to be incarcerated more frequently and more likely for their parole violations. So they tend to come back for not complying with various community-based orders. So I think that has something to do with it because we just still do not offer the relevant supports that actually makes it possible for women transitioning out of prison or out of any correctional orders into a life free of crime. I also think we see younger women being more active in terms of criminal offending behavior, and we've seen that in youth justice research for quite a few years now. I think girls are just catching up with boys on various social behaviours, and unfortunately that also includes the antisocial behaviour.
What about the numbers we are seeing for Aboriginal women? Do you think that's pretty much the same problems?
I think for young girls, it probably is. We see similar problem around youth violence, around youth property offences, where girls catch up to what was traditionally seen as more male social behaviour or antisocial behaviour. I think for adult Aboriginal women, unfortunately, it has a lot to do with their histories of victimisation. It has a lot to do with experiences of domestic and family violence. Probably a change we've seen in policing domestic and family violence. Policing responses to domestic and family violence have improved in many ways, but unfortunately in the context of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander family violence, it often means that women are also targeted or seen as perpetrators because they're more likely to fight back, they're more likely to use violence to defend themselves, they are more likely to be physically violent, which unfortunately means when police intervene, they often end up with charges and cross orders.
If prisons are to continue to operate as they do with higher levels of incarceration, there needs to be rehabilitative programs in place. Dr. Caroline McKay.
I think if we're going to incarcerate people, if people are going to be in the care of the state, they actually need to have good access to programs that can allow them to overcome the issues that have led them to committing those crimes.
That was Dr. Caroline McKay, Deputy Director of the Sydney Institute of Criminology.